Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knyer, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us today. On today's show, I have a returning guest. I have Lori Wood. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Carol. Hi, everyone.
Yay. And Lori is here. She's been on the show before because she's going to talk about something that is truly near and dear to her heart, and she's going to talk about children's dental health. February was Children's Dental Health Month, but you know, I always say that they have those special months, but it's a year-long project, isn't it, Lori?
It truly is. I could talk about dental health every single day. So 1 month is definitely not enough.
Mm-hmm. So you know, tell our audience a little bit about yourself. You have so many initials after your name because you've worked so hard for each and every one of them. And tell them a little bit about, again, how long you've been with the Together for Health Dental Clinic.
There is a lot of initials and everybody gets them confused. So I am a registered dental hygienist, and I also am a public health dental hygiene practitioner, which means I can go and perform preventative services without a dentist present. And I'm also a community dental health coordinator. I am very lucky and honored that I have been with Together for Health for 23 years, starting in April. I'll start my 23rd year.
Yay, welcome. I'm not welcome, but thank you. Thank you for all those years of service, because you and I have known each other for that long.
We have, yes.
Right,
yes.
And I've seen you, you know, bring so much to our community. So I do want to say thank you, you know, from us, from our community, from the hospital. Talk a little bit about the Together for Health Dental Clinic and how that actually falls under the Wayne Memorial Community Health umbrella and not the hospital.
Correct. Originally, when I first started, mm-hmm. we were part of the hospital. We were Together for Health Dental Center, and we were part of the hospital. We were right across from the hospital, those who remember mm-hmm. back in the day. And then we became federally funded. And that's when we changed, and we were part of Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers. And then that's the time when we moved down to the Storebridge complex. And at that time, that's when we were able to start to see more patients, and we were able to start seeing adults,
mm-hmm.
which was, that was a big change, because in the beginning, we were only allowed to see kids.
Right.
And we only had three rooms compared to what we have now.
Right.
So that was a big change when we left the hospital setting and under the hospital to Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers. That gave us a lot more opportunity and a lot more space to see people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it also gave us the opportunity to open another office for our Pike County residents.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's still available nowadays, the home sale and the Pike offices.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I know, again, children's dental health is so near and dear to your heart, and you deal with primary children, correct?
I do. That they're my favorite to work mm-hmm. with. I mean, I love working with adults. I love working with seniors, but children are definitely near to dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. I love seeing kids that I seen when they were younger, and now they're bringing their kids in. It is my favorite thing to do, is to talk to the kids and show them how to brush their teeth. It is my favorite thing.
Right, because that is so important. So tell us a little bit about children's dental health. Why is it so important?
So first of all, it's a national observant to help provide the benefits of good oral health. And that can mean a lot of different things, especially when it comes to oral health. For people to learn about brushing their teeth or flossing or understanding about sealants or how tooth decay actually works.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a little older, it could be about talking about tobacco use or sugar intake or dental or different beverages that you should be drinking or not drinking, or watching limits on that.
And what age do you recommend, you know, families to start their children with dental care?
Well, we recommend that everybody, you start as soon as you see the first signs of teeth.
Okay.
Really, I mean, everybody should be brushing their teeth in the household and do it as a unit. That's the perfect time. If they see mom and dad or the siblings in there brushing, everybody should be in there brushing.
Right, yeah. Right. And it's not like you're going to do a full cleaning on a child that comes in with one or two teeth, but I mean, yes, you'll look at them, right? Like, it's the whole process that starts to keep those teeth as healthy as possible, right?
Exactly. And we also want them to get used to going to mm-hmm. the dentist, used to having them have somebody look inside their mouth. And going to the dentist shouldn't be scared. And the majority of the people, yes, we understand you are scared, you are nervous. But we want kids to realize that it shouldn't be that nervous. I try to make it fun. Mm-hmm. I'll do a little dance. I'll sing, anything to mm-hmm. make people laugh mm-hmm. or kids laugh to enjoy their experience.
Right. And I'll tell you, like I did, I start my children early at the dentist, and they enjoyed going, you know, every single time, which was wonderful. You know, you shouldn't have to, you know, what you call fight with your kids. It should be a great experience for them.
Exactly. And even if they cry, it's okay at first because they don't understand what's going on at first. But the more they come, when they come every 6 months, they're so used to it mm-hmm. that they know exactly what's going to happen, and they're used to coming, and they open their mouth and you can do what you need to do.
Right, right. So, you know, besides the in-office dental work that you do a lot of community outreach for the community as well as parents and schools. Can you talk a little bit about that?
That's one of my favorite things to do, is going out to the community and educating the community about oral health. I love to go to Head Start, into the preschools. I have a couple of different puppets that I bring mm-hmm. that has giant teeth and a big toothbrush that I use to brush their the dinosaur. And I have a dinosaur and I have a puppy dog. And the kids get a chance to brush their teeth. And I also do a sealant program at three schools. I go to Wallenpaupack School District, Western Wayne School District, and Wayne Highlands School District. I do sealants and preventative services there.
And you do it right at the schools, right?
Right at the school. All you have to do is sign your child up, and I go right at the school.
And is there certain, like, classes or grades that you work with, or is it through K through 8th?
I do K through 8th, and I do have it open up to high school students, mm-hmm. but usually nobody ever signs up because those high school students, they don't want to be bothered with me.
Oh, right. And that's probably another real critical age to make sure their teeth are clean and taken care of, right?
It is, because they're the ones who most likely are having a lot of soda yeah. or sports drinks. Mm-hmm. They're also playing a lot of sports, so they could have a lot of sports injuries that, you know, I'd love to talk to them about that. Also, unfortunately, the tobacco use is still high, vaping, yeah. you know, even though people think that vaping is better than tobacco use, it's just as bad.
And it destroys the teeth.
It does. They think that that's a better choice. It's really not.
No, I'm sure we could do a whole show about that.
We could.
You also have, I wouldn't say a campaign, but, you know, information on healthy habits for a healthy smile for everyone, right? Talk about that.
It is. It really is. Your oral health is for everybody. It's about making sure that you're brushing twice a day for 2 minutes, making sure that you're using a fluoridated toothpaste. You want to floss daily. You want to choose healthy foods that has, you know, lots of fruits and vegetables, and watch your sugary beverages. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd be surprised how much sugar there is in chocolate milk or soda or those sports drinks.
Right.
Or even those flavored waters. When we think about, everybody's telling me to drink water. But when you add something to that water, that's mm-hmm. going to add the sugar or the acid.
Mm-hmm.
And then the most important thing is going to see your dentist twice a year, at least twice a year.
Right. And that's, let me talk about that, the twice a year visit. You know, if people have dental insurance, that's usually covered routine, right?
That is usually a covered service, yes.
But one thing that's nice about the Together for Health Dental Clinic, like you had said, it's under that Wayne Memorial Community Health Center umbrella, which is a FQHC, a federally qualified health centers. So it works for individuals that or families that may not have dental insurance as well, correct?
Exactly. Or they have insurance, but maybe their insurance coverage is only once a year for adults for cleanings. Mm-hmm. So having that sliding fee program is great because that will help with the offset of whatever your insurance doesn't cover, or if you don't have insurance, you can apply for the sliding fee. Mm-hmm. And that sliding fee is also good for any of our other community health centers.
Right, like all the primary care offices.
Exactly.
Right? The women's health, like we talked about, behavioral health. Exactly. Podiatry, right?
Yes.
So that's all under that community health center umbrella.
Correct. And all you have to do is you fill out the application once, mm-hmm. and it's good for all of our offices.
Right, right. And I have to put a quick plug in for our outreach, not our, but your outreach and enrollment office with Rebecca and her team that help individuals with that application, correct?
Oh, they're great. And mm-hmm. if you know, if we can't answer a question, I mean, they're very good about getting information back to you, and mm-hmm. and they're super. Becky is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we really also need to talk about the providers, right, that are working for the Together for Health Dental Clinic. Can you talk a little bit about the new ones?
Maybe? Yeah, we have some new providers. We have Dr. Wiley, and he is from upstate New York.
Oh.
Yes, and he is a giant. He is 6'4". And he's in our home sale office. He's in our home sale office every day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And his wife is also here, but she's not a dental provider. She's over in our behavior health office.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's not 6'4". She's short like me. And I'm not very tall.
These are a guy.
And he's amazing. He is great, and he fits great into our office. And he's just like, he's meant to be here. He really is.
Right,
yeah.
And that's what, you know, I could just hear it in your voice with how everyone at the dental center clinic work together as a team, which is so important.
Yeah, it's great there. We mm-hmm. everybody between all of our dentists, our dental assistants, our mm-hmm. hygienists, our front mm-hmm. desk, our office manager. They're just amazing.
And you have one more, right?
We do. We have Dr. Yu. She actually is a friend of one of our other dentists. And she works part-time. She works one day in our home sale office and then one day in our Pike office.
Okay. Yep. Okay. And then you also still have your other providers that's been there for
we
many
do.
Years. Right?
Dr. Jones is still there. I know everybody's always asking if Dr. Jones is still there. He's still there. Dr. Brown is still there. Our Pike team is still around.
Right.
Dr. Ritt is still there. Yeah, everybody else is still there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chugging along.
Yep, which is wonderful. So, you know, with the amount of individuals that you see in our community, there is always or the opportunity and the need to improve or remodel the offices. Can you talk a little bit about the recent remodel at the home sale office?
Yes, it was overdue. And we were so thrilled. When COVID hit and we realized our front desk and our waiting room was very, very small.
Yes.
And so we were grateful that we were able to remodel. Our waiting room is huge now. I don't know if you've been
over
there.
Yes, it's nice.
It's huge. Our front desk area is enormous. It's great. We were able to build two new operatories. Mm-hmm. So right now, currently, we have all four of the hygienists are right in the front. And that's really nice because it's convenient to have all the hygienists right up front.
Right.
So it's beautiful. They did a great job. Mm-hmm. And then we are currently going to be redoing the other rooms to kind of update them with some new chairs mm-hmm. and some new counters. So we're really looking forward to that. It was overdue.
Right, right. And wonderful to know. Can you tell our listeners a phone number that they call if they want more information about the dental?
So for the Honesdale office, the phone number there is 570-251-6534. And for our Pike office, it's 570-775-7818.
Great. Well, Lori, can you believe we're out of time? We could talk so much longer.
We could.
I want to, again, thank you for being on the show today. I think the information you provide, the work that you do, is totally incredible. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's always good to be on the show. And everybody, please don't forget to brush and floss.
Best advice ever. So again, this is Carol Knyer, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.